This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, good morning, welcome, happy Monday. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. This is the Fan Early Morning Show. It's for the average Joe, and the average Joe wants to shop like a pro. The average Joe, you go to CGR Wholesale, our Fan Early Morning Show sponsor. So, some stories to get into this morning, Steelers and Pirates related. You're always welcome to call in, 412-928-9370. You can voice your opinion, you can talk to me, you can have a conversation. We will do so in time. How about this, though? It's almost May. We are 1 month away from halfway through this year, and I'm a little freaked out. Kind of working a big boy job now makes me kind of realize just the routine that you get on. And, yeah, it's just time goes fast when you're doing the same thing and when you're having a good time. Just days go by, time passes so quickly, and then like, oh, wow. And what really hit me yesterday was how hot it was, and finally turned the air conditioning on in my house because it looks like the forecast is going to have temperatures at least in the mid-60s moving forward here as May comes around. So that makes me happy. It's getting warm out here. Yeah, but I mean, we're halfway through this year already, almost halfway through this year. June's going to be coming up here in a month, obviously, because that's how time works. Anyway, I'm ranting about, you know, just time and warmth, and I guess you don't want to hear about that. So let's talk about sports. 412-928-9370. Pirates lost 3-2 against the San Francisco Giants, and they lost two of those three games. Jared Jones got knocked around a bit in yesterday's game, so that's not great. And then the Pittsburgh Steelers, they finished up their draft, which they made some choices that I totally support. So that's kind of the two conversations I want to have this morning. So if you want to get a phone line, talk about that, 412-928-9370, and you can hit me up on X as well, at Callis_33. That's CALLAS_33. And we already got a caller on the line who wants to talk, so I'll let this person talk now. Good morning. What's your name?
Hey, good morning. It's Will.
All right, Will, what's up?
I thought it was very interesting that they were picking up Roman Wilson. There's been a lot of talk that the quarterbacks we have, Justin Fields and Russell Wilson, they like to throw outside the numbers, and Roman Wilson seems primarily to be inside the numbers type of a guy. So I like to see them wanting to spread the field out and maybe try opening up the middle of the field, which will then open up the outside of the field for, like, let's say, George Pickens. And I just found that pretty interesting. Or Calvin Austin streaking down the sideline as well. So I thought it was a pretty good move.
Sure, Will. Thanks for the call. Yeah, I mean, that's something that I didn't even think of. Yeah, Roman Wilson inside. Other receivers could be outside spreading the field out. Well, yeah, everything he said makes sense. I just trust the fact that the Steelers are going to find a receiver that helps their offense in some way. And Roman Wilson, he's got a track record for being, like, the Steelers seem to be getting those guys, you know, they call them dogs. Like, these guys are dogs. And Roman Wilson is one of those guys. He seems like he's got a little bit of spice in him that you know, makes him a little feisty and you know, obviously talented. So, out of Michigan. So he's somebody that could logistically help their offense if they were thinking about it from that standpoint. I just trust whatever the Steelers do with receiver, I trust that they're going to find a guy with talent, not always with great attitude, but somebody with talent. And he seems like a nice guy. I don't know if the NFL will change him in any way. Let's hope not. But yeah, he seems like he could be a legit piece for this offense. And again, I trust anything the Steelers do with receiver, I trust. And they've fit the pattern that they can find a receiver in later rounds and still have those receivers play at an elite level in the NFL. So now we're looking in hindsight because, you know, there were predictions made. We talked about it. You know, how are the Steelers going to handle the draft? What are they going to do? How are they going to approach making their selections? And it turned out they did indeed choose to address the offensive line in the early rounds and then get a receiver in round three. I'm good with it. I'm good with everything that they've done. I don't really have too much to say in terms of scrutiny for this. Fatanu first round addresses tackle. Gives Broderick Jones a counterpart. Zach Frazier, big heart center at a WVU. Make Adam Crowley happy. And it seems like he's a legit guy. Roman Wilson, round three. Then they get a linebacker, another center, a D tackle in the sixth round. So, yeah, I'm good with it. I mean, they're getting those fundamental positions. They're addressing those fundamental positions. They did not draft a quarterback like I heard rumors about last week, which, yeah, I mean, I'm not too shocked by that. They usually throw those little nuggets around anyway. But, I mean, they're addressing the fundamental positions, which overall I'm happy with. We speculate before the draft, and we try to get wind of what's going to happen, and then it happens. But the way that they selected, I mean, it makes sense. They drafted a couple guys to the line. They addressed center. They addressed wide receiver. So I'm not really – there's nothing too much here that I have, again, scrutiny about. Everything makes a whole lot of sense. Who they selected, it makes sense why they drafted who they did, especially with those early picks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And there's one thing that I want to talk about as well, and I just think that they're headed in that direction now. Like, I just want to make sure that they're contributing toward getting better this next season, and it seems like they're going to get better with the selections that they have. Maybe we'll go in more depth later on, and we'll figure out more information about these players as camp goes on or camp starts, and we'll have different opinions, but right now on the high, like after the draft, looking at these guys, for me, it's just like, I mean, right now I'm excited. I know many other people are excited about who they drafted. It's a good list of people that they were able to select. I just want to make sure that they get better though, as they move forward. And it seems like the moves that they're making are inching them toward getting better. I still think it's an important discussion though. And Doran brought this up last week, and I think it's an important discussion. I think it makes sense to talk about this because the Steelers are talking about win now, and there's a win now approach. Or we around the Steelers are talking about, okay, it feels like a win now approach. And I still think it's an important question to answer, and if you want to call in and give your opinion on this, 412-928-9370, because I have a hard time answering this myself. What is win now for the Steelers? I think that's just – that's going to be, I think, the most important question that we have until we actually see what this team does, you know, against an opponent in the preseason games in August, and then, you know, the early season games. Like, what are they actually capable of doing this season? Like, well, how threatening are they going to be? How good are they going to be? Can they match up with the Kansas City Chiefs and the Buffalo Bills of the league? Or are they just going to play second fiddle to those teams and lose in the first round? Like, what does win now mean? Or is their only goal to get past the first round, and then if they get past the first round, they'll consider that a successful season? Win now, to me, in its just general form, when you say win now, you're going for a Super Bowl win now. The expectations of the Pittsburgh Steelers have changed in recent years, where win now doesn't necessarily mean win a Super Bowl. Win now is just, hey, get past the first round. We're tired of losing in the first round, and we're tired of not being a serious threat when we make it in as a lower seed. So that's something to consider. I mean, what does win now mean for the Steelers? What does win now mean for you? Give me a call, 412-928-9370. Talk about that. You can also, again, hit me up on X at @Callas_33. That's @CALLAS_33. But it seems to me that the Steelers are making a concentrated effort to address those fundamental positions, which is why, again, I enjoy that this team addressed the line and center in particular, arguably the most important position on the line, in the first two rounds. They got a tackle to complement Broderick Jones, they got a center, and then they got a receiver, which they need receivers, so they got a guy in the third round. And there's no reason to not trust their ability to draft receivers in the later rounds, because they've done it before, and they've kept that going here with the Roman Wilson pick. Got a caller on the line now who wants to talk. Good morning. What's your name?
Good morning, sir. My name is KP.
All right, KP, what's up?
Yes, sir. I kind of wanted to just address your question as far as what the win now expectation actually means.
Okay.
I mean, in my opinion, I do think we're still like maybe another 2 years away from actually being a serious, legitimate Super Bowl contender. But I do think, you know, with Russell Wilson being in here and Justin Fields being his number two, we can most definitely be competitive this year, especially in the AFC. I don't expect Buffalo to be anything to scream about. I don't think Cincinnati's going to be as good as they've been. I just think that we have a chance to have sky's the limit. The only thing I want to see us do better with is probably replacing, you know, Deontay Johnson's production at the number two receiver position. I think once we do that, I'll feel more confident in our future, especially with this year. You know, Arthur Smith being a run-first coordinator, I do think that plays into our hands, especially in the close games. But we have to get a number two receiver to take the top off when George Pickens is being double-teamed. Thank you.
Yeah, the KP. Thanks for the call. All right, KP thinks they can compete, and the Bills aren't anything too special. Yeah, I can understand. Sure. Yeah, not a lot to disagree with there. And that is true. They need a legitimate number two. Can Roman Wilson be that guy? Can Calvin Austin step up? Maybe, maybe not. See, I understand that concern as well. We just got to see if they can address it, if they can get some experienced guys in there, if they're going to have to settle for the undrafted realm or maybe free agents that weren't that aren't highly anticipated free agents. So we'll see for sure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.